Welcome to Aspire and welcome to your day. February 9th, 2019, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me as we take a look at that all-encompassing menace of the midway of our inner being, the pride. Boy, what a doozy this is. It makes us so bloomin' stupid. Anyway, I'm grateful you're here. We're going to take a look at pride. I have three wonderful questions that were submitted to me over the past 2 weeks. I love them. I am grateful for these questions. They show a kind of a sense of curiosity, and I don't see that much in this world anymore. Anyway, you're listening to this radio program, as you might know, due to the fact of the generosity, the kindness, the compassion of my sponsors who make this possible. It is only through their tax-deductible donations that we are allowed to be here on radio or on TV or on anything we do. So I'm hoping that you will give consideration to the idea of becoming a sponsor. It's very, very important. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see why support Aspire. It'll tell you where your donations go, what they're all about, how they help me at hospice, how they help me in general just to make these radio programs go, our TV, and everything that Aspire does. It's very, very important, and I hope that you will give consideration to it. Also, there's a lot of loving gifts and a lot of my work that is donated to you by becoming a sponsor. You get the message of the month each and every month, access to it. You get all of my TV discourses, 120 of them. You get access to my podcast, video cast, commentaries twice a month. And all of this, if you are interested, if you are the kind of person who is really putting an authentic spiritual practice in front of you, you will find that these things are extremely valuable, very important. And I hope that you will avail yourself of them. They're there to help you in every way, shape, and form. So go take a look. Become a sponsor. Help us. Pride, a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. That's how it's defined in Webster's Dictionary. The consciousness of one's own dignity. I don't buy that one at all. The word consciousness and dignity and pride do not belong in the same sentences with each other. So that one I'm just having some difficulty with. The quality of having excessively high opinion of oneself. There, that one is the one that hits home. The consciousness is something you develop in and through your life, through meditation, through conscious work. And if you're conscious, then your dignity and your pride have nothing to do with developing consciousness. Consciousness should replace pride and what we call dignity. It's interesting how we are. We know not what we do. Those words are getting more and more and more pronounced to me as I gain stature in my old age. Here is the first question from Rick in Ohio. Is it true pride goes before a fall? Rick from Ohio. Rick, this is an excellent question. Really, it is, and I thank you for it with all my heart. Does pride go before a fall? You know, the whole idea is that before you do anything, you have to consider what other people are going to be thinking. Pride is based generally on what other people think of us. I mean, who cares if you get up in the morning? Should you take pride in that achievement? Well, for some people, yes, that's probably true. But for a lot of us, you know, those kind of menial tasks of making your bed, cleaning your bathroom, doing your dishes, they're not something we would look at as being something prideful. Because why? Well, unless someone could see how tidy your house was, then you'd have pride over your house. That kind of thing. Typically, pride is to try to get another person's opinion of us to elevate to some degree that is inordinate and make us feel as though we are special. This is an ego trip. Pride and ego are definitely one. I think pride is the shiny part of the ego that we enjoy so much that we like to believe makes us special. What are you proud of? Are you proud of your kids? Are you proud of your grandkids? Are you proud of your car? What are you proud of? Proud of your dog? Aspire dogs are like children in a group. The whole thing is just absolutely redundant, ridiculous, and does not pay homage to the meaning of what it is to have a sense of consciousness, as I said earlier. Pride, my dear Rick, needs to go, period. Just go, period. And if you really care about what other people think of you, then you will never awaken. You will never have those tools to spiritually awaken. Not ever. You will never be able to rise above the complexity of your own psychology, and you will start to feel somehow inside of yourself that you're lesser than. So people do a lot of very seemingly good and kind acts out of a sense of fulfilling their need for pride. And that takes the act and distills a poison in it that makes it ugly and has its karmic backdrop as well, and allows us to suffer grievously from the stupid things that we do. You shouldn't do anything out of pride. Everything should be done out of consciousness, being conscious. That requires kindness, compassion. That requires love, real love, not this emotional stuff. We're a superficial people in this country. I don't know about other countries because I don't travel there. But in this country, where I live in the area of, let's say, California, Central California to Southern California, those are my roaming grounds, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, there is a lot of stupidity out there. I mean, people who are immensely stupid. We're talking stupid, and you're always judging. No, I'm a discerning person. I am not a judging person. I am telling you there is a vast difference between judgment and discernment. To be able to discern is to recognize the immensity of something or the quality of something. And I'm telling you, we are stupid because we are filled with our pride, all of us. And as long as you have pride, then you have the only reason for doing anything, which is to gain the adoration of other people. Son, we're very proud of you. You know, that kind of thing. Pride is a terrible, terrible disease of the ego. And when we are prideful people, when we think we are more accomplished than others or that we have accomplished something, I want you to remember that one of the laws that reigns supreme here on earth is the law of impermanence. Nothing stays here for long. Nothing works here for long. Nothing remains the same for long. I was just walking through the village the other day, and I was thinking about all the stores and restaurants that I used to frequent when I was younger. And they were just beautiful, beautiful places, places where they sold books and beautiful things about nature, the nature stir we had. We had some really nice places. They're all gone. And what has replaced them? Well, here's the deal. A lot of things that have replaced them have become eateries that aren't healthy food, wine tasting places, which we all know what that's about, and of course, clothing stores. A lot of these are for the sake of pride. You want to take pride in how you dress. The wineries are to give you the courage to go and do whatever you do. Wine alters the mind, too much of it, not all of it, but, you know, too much of it. And we're an excessive culture and society. We live in excess. So we're often proud of the things that don't suit us well, don't help us, but enamor us with the glistening glow of being a narcissist, which is admired now in our culture. We just think of these things as being very important, so we have a sense of pride. Pride. It just cracks me up. So when you hear the teachings, when you really get into the teachings of transformation, and you hear a Jesus say something like, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," you don't hear pride in there. Quite the opposite. But people don't want to hear that. They don't mind wearing a cross around their neck that was the vehicle that killed his body. They have no problem with that. Oh, look at my prideful, I'm religious, I wear a cross around my neck. What a terrible, terrible symbol that is for being religious. Well, not really, because religion is about pride. It is about pride. I'm a thissa or a thatta. I am prideful of that. And even though it hurts people to be a thissa or a thatta, like Catholic or Protestant or whatever, people can't help themselves. I have people who come to me for help who are outside the practice, as it were. And they have problems with their marriages and relationships. But every one of them will tell me, "But I'm Catholic," which means I'm crippled and I can't do this. I ask why. "Well, our family is, and we were very proud of it." "Well, then, why are you coming to me? Go to a priest." "Well, you know, he doesn't help much." "Well, I can't help you either, because you cling pridefully to your religion, to your philosophy." You see, there is something to be said, Rick, about taking people and dumbing them down, like the government does, like society does. We do not live in a democracy. We live in a fascist government. You know it, I know it, and if you look it up, if you really think about it, if you put the pieces together, you get to see what it is. The problem with us is we need government because we can't deal with ourselves. We just won't and can't deal with ourselves. So there you are. Does pride goeth before a fall? Maybe we need to fall. Maybe the fall is up. And what we think of as up is the down. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Thank you, Rick, for your question. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question comes from Jude. Does not tell me where Jude lives. "Can't help pride for my family, country, and job. Will I ever be spiritual?" Jude. Well, Jude, if what this is all about for you is pride of those things, then no, you're going to live the pedestrian mentality and the pedestrian lifestyle, and you will be like all the other people in this world, the collective. There will be no awakening for you because you're going to have an excessively high opinion of yourself and your tribe that you belong to. And psychologists and sociologists will say, well, this is normal. This is how we are. We're animals. And in our DNA, we have to huddle together and circle the wagons and survive and fight each other off and all of that. This is not helping. This is not something that brings about the peace that we need. There is a peace, Jude, and a love that exceeds the beliefs of other people, of ourselves, the opinions of other people, the opinions of ourselves. And you can live in that peace within yourself without the necessity of pride. But you can't do it with pride. It is impossible. This is why we have what we have in this world. This is why we have the difficulties we have in this world. It doesn't change because I want it to change or I say it should change. It won't change. The thing that is most important is to have a sense of self-realization, of really understanding the nature of your heart, the nature of your life. Your life is not of and in this body. Your life transcends this body. Your life transcends this world. You live simultaneously in two worlds. First, that of your body, which is where most people succumb to and never mature out of. And then the second one, of course, is the spiritual, the one that is immortal. It is the place where you can transcend into your soul. And if you understand the soul, which most people don't, they only believe they do, they make it up. The soul is that state of being where you are love. You are love. We're more interested in getting loved, not our love. And Greg Penn himself cannot do this. He has to be put aside, and I must discover that which lives within me that can transcend. And that's part of what a spiritual practice is all about. It is about coming to that place where I can recognize that which lives deeply within me and transcends into life, big L, not little L. Most people have no life in their living. They only have living as they're living, living from and for the body and all of the genetics and the chemistry and the DNA and the genetics that are the accoutrement of all of my humanness. When I live that way, I dummy down to the ultimate stupidity of my life. That's why we are stupid. We are instinctual. There was a man I was watching on the local news, came on all of a sudden, and he was on a four-lane freeway, and he needed to get to this turnoff on the right. And he was on, and he was in the wrong lane. He was in the far lane. And at the last moment, probably, he was reading something or listening to music or thinking, he all of a sudden realized he needed to get into the right lane very quickly if he was going to make that turn. And he just moved over. He didn't look. He caused four people to get in car accidents. There was a huge crash. Took hours to clean up. Two people were dead. When asked what happened, the reporter said, the man just said, I had to get over. I just had to get over. When asked why he could not or did not look. He just said, I don't know. He felt very bad about what he did. It was instinctual. His instincts took over. He had no sense of consciousness. He had no sense of where he really was. He had no sense of endangering other people's lives. That's what my DNA will do. My DNA, your DNA, is just Neanderthal. And they just want to get over, get what we want, and not think of the consequence or the cost of what we're doing. And this is the sad part of life. Sad part of humanity. And you know what? We pride ourselves in all of this all during our life. So Jude, your pride over your family, your country, your job, whatever, as you state here in this email, all contributes towards the idea of being dummied down, of thinking, well, this is the only thing that matters. There is a goodness in us all that matters far more than what we pride ourselves on. And we don't really go for that goodness. We don't even know what that means. It's selflessness. And until I am willing to not have such a high and excessive opinion of my DNA and my genetics, I will not have very much to offer this world. I will, so to speak, dummy myself down to what? My own Greg Penn stupidity. Please forgive me, Jude. Namaste. And the last question. Pride is confidence, and we need it. Carol. She does not tell me where we live. Where she lives, excuse me. Confidence. No, that's just one more trumped-up opinion of Greg Penn, and it isn't going to change anything, and it isn't going to help anything. What we need is not confidence, but compassion. The ultimate sense of self-control comes in compassion. Rather than me reacting and responding from my need for right over wrong, good over bad, getting my own, whatever it is that I think I need more than anything to achieve compassion. Compassion for myself and watching how Greg operates, watching, in your case, how Carol operates, and then having the courage and the wisdom, the intelligence to no longer embark upon the path of doing things out of trying to gain a high opinion, an excessively high opinion of myself. You must understand this. I cannot make this more important to you. It is absolutely essential that you understand what I'm saying, or your life will fall into the hands of the collective unconscious. The reason we live the way we do, the reason we need laws, the reason we need government, the reason we need anything that we need to tell us what to be is because we have no sense of consciousness, nor do we care to have any. The person of consciousness is not concerned with confidence. They are humble and they are willing to be meek, teachable. How many people do you know, and maybe even yourself, Carol? Are you teachable? Is it possible for you to rise above your own desire, ambition, and pride? Is it possible for you to transcend what it is that you think of as being so deeply important, such as what other people think of you? This is where it's at. Most people miss. They don't care. They don't think about any of this. It is unimportant to them. But I am telling you, more than anything in this lifetime, there is nothing more important than humility. Through humility, you have not only the meekness to understand, to be teachable to a higher law, higher level of living, but you remove yourself from much of the karma that you and I have acquired through many a lifetime, not only in this world, but in other worlds where we were even more crude than we are now. If I need anything in this world, it is mercy. And if there is anything you and I need to give to this world, it is mercy. Thank you, Carol, for your question. Please forgive me. Thank you for listening. I'm out of here. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.